أن يستجد أن يزمد والتقريس الماسية فالله تبارك وتعالى. We have completed half of the 13th juz. So we have completed Surah Yusuf and some part of Surah Al-Ra'd. And tonight we did off, we completed tonight Surah Hud, then followed by Surah Yusuf, and we had read some part of Surah Al-Ra'd. Surah Hud is one of those surahs which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about all the anbiya before. Allah ta'ala talks about Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, the news of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, that Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam's nation was destroyed by. Yesterday, some parts that we did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the son of Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, how despite him being the son of a Nabi, but not accepting the creed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he was drowned in the flood. And then today we spoke about Hud alayhi salatu wa salam and Salih and many other prophets. This one surah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the surah was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was noticed to have white hair. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair turned white. And when he was asked, why have you turned white? He said, Shayyabatni Hudun wa akhawatuha. The revelation of Surah Hud and the surahs which are like, such like Surah Hud, they have aged me. And they say, the Mufassirin say that the verse, which is a very strong verse in the surah, is where Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Now my respected brothers and sisters, let us take for an example, we have been employed. We have been given employment by some top-notch company. Right? And we don't have maybe the necessary credentials for that, but nonetheless they have accepted us. And then they say that you have to perform the way we want you to perform, according to our expectations. You have to perform according to our expectations of you. So one is you could come up and every time I make a mistake, you say, look, I'm just a learner. I've only started now. Give me a break. And they have said, no. When you come from day one, you work according to our expectations. We have taken you on and therefore we have great regard for you. And since we have great regard for you, we would want you to be working on 100 and 101%, so to say. So you work not according to your ability, but you work according to our expectations. Now that's a tall order, right? If we take up employment, that's a tall order from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, Allah ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْتَقِمْ. O my Nabi, you remain steadfast on this deen. How do you remain steadfast? According to your ability? No. كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. As you have been instructed to by us. So this verse was a strong verse. This verse was a stern verse. And my respected brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this verse here has aged me. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to remain steadfast as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects me. In other words, according to the expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I've got to be at that mark, at that benchmark that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to be at. And that is of course a tall order. But for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the perfect of all human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the ability to carry that out. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just because this was such a strong verse, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of course overcome with concern with regard to this verse. But then the second part of this verse, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَتَغَوْهُ. That this instruction that you have to stay up to our expectation is not only to you, O my Nabi, but also to those who follow you. So that expectation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has from us, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, from those who ask, who turn towards us. Taba means the one who turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who don't turn towards us, وَمَنْ مَعَكَ, and those who are with you, the expectation is also from them. That means they also have to hold the highest form of not credentials, but rather their work should be of the highest form, of the most perfect form, and the most perfect form as designated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what was worrisome for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it says that he will pass that. But will those followers also have the same credentials, or will they also have the same ability to keep up to the expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say? My respected brothers and sisters, those who were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they lived up to that expectation. They acted according to that expectation, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reveals verses in the Quran, first to His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِرٌ نَفْسَكَ, that we had asked you and we had instructed you to do, but you're doing much more than we have instructed you to do. So much so that it is possible that you are going to destroy yourself, you're going to hurt yourself, you're going to finish yourself up, as we would say, in the process. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued, persevered, continued. Relentlessly our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on. And then the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, yes, they also lived up to that. So much so, that look at Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that this is towards the latter part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, in the battle of Tabuk, where he had, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted of him, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had given, exactly as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wanted. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, that go and address Abu Bakr and say that we have sent salams from Allah to Abu Bakr. Alright? And then thereafter, salam from Allah to Abu Bakr and say to Abu Bakr that we are pleased with him. Allah, that means you filled, you know, the boxes have all been checked by Allah, so to say. We are pleased with him and ask him, is he pleased with his Allah also? There's no need for that question. There's no need for that question. But when it comes from both sides, when it's reciprocated, it makes a person feel even more, you know, even more overwhelmed. And it makes a person feel even more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, upon hearing this question, he becomes ecstatic. He's overcome. He's actually lost his mind, as we would say. And he's shouting out, Ana an Rabbi Raad, Ana an Rabbi Raad. Oh Allah, you asking me, am I pleased with you? Oh my Rabb, I am definitely without any doubt, I am pleased with whatever my Rabb has decided. And what was his condition on that day? And his condition on that day was that he did not even have buttons to close his shirt, or to close his upper garment. He had taken thorns and he had placed those thorns to close, to use as buttons, because he had given everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the expectation from the Sahaba, that was the expectation from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they fulfilled that. And that's why Allah ta'ala revealed, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we go on to Surah Yusuf. A very beautiful surah. In the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's so many lessons. But my respected brothers and sisters, it is somewhat linked to Surah Hud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay steadfast. Steadfast for what? Steadfast, for what reason is this instruction of remaining steadfast? Steadfast in the face of adversity. Steadfast in the face of adversity. Now when we know that we are going to go through some kind of difficulty and some kind of adversity is going to be placed upon us, that adversity is, you know, it looks humongous, it looks big, it looks like we cannot pass it. Okay? Little kids, for example, a father has told us, the one son, that you should do this, and the son says, oh, I can't do it. So what does the father say? The father says, your little brother also did it. Look, your little brother also did it. That's what the father says. And she says, yes, he did it. Yes, he also did it. And this child gets prompted to do it. Right? And that's our nature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, steadfast in the face of adversity. O my Nabi, remain steadfast. Maybe that's a tall order. So Allah ta'ala repeats Surah Yusuf. And in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is another Nabi. So maybe in rank he's much lower than you. But this Nabi also stood steadfast. So when you read his story, you'll get comfort that another Nabi also stood steadfast and he was the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, this is going to be a walk in the path for me. Because every time I reflect on what that other Nabi also had gone through, and that particular Nabi is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, because there are many resemblances between the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salam was as a little child, helpless child, and he was driven out, taken away from his family by his own family, by his own kith and kin. He was taken out from his family, separated from his beloved ones by his own family, by his own brothers. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was driven out of Makkah Mukarramah from his family by his own Quraysh, by the people of his own tribe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made things turn. And those very same brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam came back to the lap of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and they came back in such a state where Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was now dominant, and they were subordinates of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah did exactly the same for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Those very same chieftains of Makkah who drove Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam out, who persecuted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who went untold miseries they placed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. At the conquest of Makkah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam walks in and they are as meek as sheep in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And now when Yusuf a.s. is all dominant, and Yusuf a.s. has power in his hand, and his brothers have come, his brothers who have done untold amount of, you know, and imagine the difficulty, imagine a little child. Today if we hear, I think you mentioned this here before, if we hear that there is a little child here in Rochdale, 7 years of age, and you know this child was kidnapped.